We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the day after the day after. It's a Tuesday on the Marks and Reese Show. Tuesday after the Eagles. Now 3-4 on the season. Under 500. One more game to go until the bye week. Ike. What is up, John Marks? Like Reese?
How about your boy, Johnny Marks?
Now, I don't know if everybody's going to agree with what we're going to agree with right off the bat, but what's the bigger problem this year? Is it offense or defense with the Eagles? And you and I both agree. The difference between this year and last year for this team is the offense.
Clearly.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, we can point the fingers where on offense, what's the biggest thing, but you look at it, they were third in points. Now they're 22nd. They're not scoring in the 20s like they were. Last year, with Carson Wentz, they scored 24 points or more, 11 of his 13 games. Mm-hmm. This year, they've done that once in his five games. So it's the offense, right? It's not as much as we talk about Jim Schwartz and Jalen Mills, and they should be talked about. It was terrible on Sunday. The real issue is we see it's the offense.
Yeah, man, to me, I think, I don't know what Eagles fan wouldn't recognize that as the biggest issue with this team, the biggest difference with this team when they looked at it, how explosive last year's offense was. Even after Carson went out and once they were able to get their sort of bearings together and they had a couple games under their belt, you saw what this offense still looked like in the conference championship game and the Super Bowl. And so I look at the team. And while I'm still hopeful and optimistic about what they can do this year, just starting with winning this division, I think we make it much more of a closer, tighter struggle than it needs to be by staying with the status quo as far as the offense goes. So when I look at the offense, like, the Cowboys traded for Amari Cooper yesterday, right? Everybody wanted to rip the Cowboys. He gave him a first-round pick for Amari Cooper. You know what I say? Jerry Jones. About time you did something to help your team, right? He made a move. He knows that this division isn't going to take 12 wins. So if he can get the 9 or 10, all he cares about is getting the playoffs. That's a home playoff game for him. And who knows what happens from that standpoint. You know why? Because that's all that matters right now. And that's why I believe the Eagles are. I think Howie Roseman, because I look at this offense, right? And we'll go through the different phases that we think are the main issue. I look at the weapons, right? Love the fact that we have Alshon Jeffrey back. He's playing at an unbelievable level. Got no problems with him. Love what Zach Ertz is doing. He's going to own every receiving record in Eagles history by the time he's done playing. You can seriously make a legitimate argument as to whether or not he's the best tight end in football. But that's for another day. Certainly no worse than top three in the league. It ain't enough because neither one of those guys are dynamic. They're good players, but they aren't dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And with a little help, they may be even better. Now, I need Howie. I know he's on the phones. I know he's making moves, or he's attempting to.
He is.
If you believe Mike Silver's report yesterday, Eagles offered up a second-round pick for Amari Cooper. And that, I was so excited to hear that, right? I was excited to hear that. I would have given a second-round pick for Amari Cooper.
And you were excited because you know that Howie knows that he needs to make a move.
Exactly.
Agreed. No, totally agree.
Exactly.
Totally agree.
That means Howie knows he needs to make a move.
So, and we'll give you some other details on some stuff coming up because Howie is apparently looking at cornerbacks as well. Patrick Peterson, again, being mentioned with the Eagles in that same conversation. But so if it is offense, and here's the thing with the conversation today. If you don't think it's the offense and you think this is the defense is the bigger issue and the defense is the problem, then you disagree with us right off the top, and we can talk about that. 888-729-9494. If you're going to agree with us that offense is the biggest difference, like then it's like, well, what is it? What about the offense is different this year than last year? What is the biggest problem with the offense this year as opposed to last year?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Listen, it's a combination of the weapons, the dynamics of how they work together, what allowed this team to be successful and explosive last year. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we miss Torrey Smith. We miss Torrey Smith's element that he brought to the offense that allowed him to be explosive. They tried to replace him with Mike Wallace. We didn't really get a true opportunity to see Mike Wallace in this offense with Alshon
Not with
Jeffrey,
Carson.
With Carson Wentz, with Zach Ertz, right, and Nelson Agholor. We didn't get to see that. So they made an attempt to do it. It didn't work. They are still missing that element to the offense. Now, I would tell you the running game isn't as good, but I would also tell you if you had that element to the offense, that may help your running game out some.
Mm-hmm.
See, part of this offensive problem is no one believes the Eagles can beat them deep.
Agreed.
And so you play closer to the line of scrimmage if you're a safety, right? You're not worried about the ball being thrown over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does that impact the passing game, but it impacts the running game.
It certainly
does.
The
blocking assignments. There's extra guys in the box. It's just more crowded. These guys aren't dynamic enough as running backs to be able to make all these guys miss that are down there in the box.
And the RPO isn't working because defenses now are playing the pass as opposed to the run. So they say, all right, run it. Yeah, run me.
Daring you to run with these running backs. I don't know if we can do anything about the running game situation. Ooh, I would have loved to have had Carlos Hyde. And I certainly would love to have Le'Veon Bell if that was possible.
And we'll see.
And before Shady got hurt Sunday, you could have sold me on him. But I'm telling you, they need a wideout. They need something to add to this passing game. And that's how you get this offense back to being explosive. That's how you get them back to being that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a name that I hope they may be thinking about.
All right, good.
Why not call up Tampa? You know a guy who used to play down there. He used to play here. He's down there.
Who, 10, now 11?
Yeah.
That is the number?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, in a second.
Why
second.
Not call up and see what it would take?
I think Howie's calling everybody but Cleveland, apparently. Because you wonder if that would have been on the table, the Cleveland deal for Carlos Hyde, if he would have done that. Because essentially what you're doing is you're saying, yeah, we'll take on his contract, and here's a draft pick on top of it.
A fifth-round pick. Yeah.
Right? It makes you better this year. Carlos Hyde makes you better last week. Makes you better this week.
Helps out your running game.
Yeah.
So we agree on offense, Ike. Mm-hmm. And Ben gives us choices here on Twitter for our Twitter poll. Right? And this is really the question that we're asking you today at the beginning of the show. Why are they struggling? Why is the offense struggling? You can argue, well, no, it's the defense. They gave up 20. No, and that's fine. But I just totally, totally disagree. They're not scoring. They're not mm-hmm. scoring points. Right? 22nd in the league. In the league, 22nd in the league in scoring. They're not scoring in the mid-20s. They're barely scoring 20,
yeah,
right?
In a league where they've made it easier to score.
Yes.
I mean, they couldn't make it any easier to
score. You're right. It seems like everybody's scoring in the 30s, and the Eagles are struggling to even get into the 20s. So here's how we see it, where it could be. Where's the blame lie the most? Because you're right, Ike. It's a lot of different things. Is it Doug? And coaching? Is it the lack of weapons on offense? Is it the offensive line? Or is it the golden boy himself, Carson Wentz? They're the four choices right there. And it's hard for me to put the only finger, if I'm only putting one finger on somebody, even though he came up small again on Sunday, Carson Wentz, I can't put the blame on him. But he deserves to be in the conversation for that one.
No, he doesn't.
The difference this season is Doug. I know they don't have the running game that they don't. Douglas is not trying to run. I know the offensive line struggles, right? Maybe that's more of a reason to try to run. Doug has been the difference. This offense isn't the same. I look at the league adjusting and Doug struggling to adjust to what the league did to him.
Yeah, I just don't see it that way. I just, you know, this isn't play calling. You know, the issue hasn't been play calling. The issue has been execution. Now, if you want to say, Doug, from a discipline standpoint, if you need to blame somebody for lining up incorrectly.
Penalties.
Or jumping off sides or false starts, or I guess you can give that to the coach. But I don't think play calling has been the issue this year. I just don't. I'm not one who gets caught up on the whole running versus passing. That's just an old argument that I think is convenient at times. when you can look at numbers. I look at the flow of that game, and I don't look at that game and say, we lost that game because we didn't run the football. I just don't see that. I don't see that. This offense lacks explosive players. They just do.
I can't argue with you with that.
We've had a 17-play drive, 11-minute drive against the Colts, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an 18-play drive.
Nine and change.
Yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, who does that anymore in the NFL? Who the hell
Nobody.
Is taking 18 plays to score?
And I'm not sure it's a good thing with how you're supposed to quick strike. But
yeah.
To your point, you're right. But he managed to score more points with essentially the same personnel last year, didn't he?
No.
Doug?
No.
Who's different?
Well, the running game is certainly different.
Agreed.
You don't have Torrey Smith in the offense, so you don't have that element in the offense, and I think that impacts what Nelson Aguilar is able to do. He certainly isn't the same player as he was last year from a production standpoint. Don't know if they're not using him the same.
Is that play calling?
Or whatever it is. I don't know.
Nelson was targeted seven times on Sunday. Six were either at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
That's Doug. Why are they doing what they're doing with Nelson Aguilar?
I don't know.
That's Doug. Right? Doug's the one setting the tone, saying this is the new norm. Doug's the one on Sunday saying, like, oh, the pressure's off. Doug's message isn't being received like it was last year. These guys don't look like that everything last year, you know what, like winning does this. I get that. Winning cures everything. This year, the guys look kind of lost. The offense looks lost. Mm-hmm. Doug looks kind of lost right now.
I don't think he does.
You don't?
No. I could have sworn he called a damn good play on 3rd and 2. Yeah, the quarterback just didn't go to the proper place with the ball.
Oh, so it's the quarterback.
No, I said on that play.
Right.
I'm just going to specific play calls. I mean, sometimes that's what it is. It's the player's execution that makes a coach a genius or not. You know, if Nick Foles drops the Philly special, we ripped up for calling
idiot.
That play.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
We just do. So players make coaches, you know, the it's not the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmies and the Joes.
I don't see the same creativity. I don't see the same crisp play calling mm-hmm. that I saw when he went on his run at the end of last year.
Let me tell you, you know when you get creative? When you have dynamic players.
Yeah, but they didn't have dynamic players last year.
You know how you can be creative in Kansas City? Boy, they got dynamic players in Kansas City. They got players with speed. They got players that can run after the catch. They got a nice running back. Who led the league in rushing last year? Did we have a chance to draft Kareem Hunt?
They did.
Oh, okay. But that's what they have.
Oh, it sounds like maybe you're pointing the finger at Mr. Howie this one.
Well, listen, I said personnel. He's in charge of the personnel.
He is indeed.
He's in charge of
and
the personnel.
Draft. And by the way, Joe Douglas, some of these draft picks that you guys have been having haven't worked out.
Well, they brought Donnell Pumphrey back.
Practice squad.
DP.
No, but seriously. Yeah. That, when your draft picks, even your mid-round draft picks, don't work out, that hurts you not that year, but it hurts you year two, year three, year four, when they need to become contributors.
Yeah, and this is me more or less saying that from a personnel standpoint, we don't have good enough personnel, in my opinion. And it can't be measured by what last year's circumstances required you to have personnel-wise. Hell, we won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. That was last year. It's what this year's circumstances require you to have personnel-wise. And you need weapons in this league. You need weapons in this league, and the more weapons you have, the more dynamic you are. That's why the New England Patriots are doing the things that they're doing because they know if they see the Kansas City Chiefs, they better have
40
enough,
plus.
They better have enough offensive players to score because they know you're not going to have enough on defense to stop them.
I agree that they need more playmakers on this team now and in the future. You mm-hmm. can't have these skill guys going forward. But
yeah.
It was enough last year with Doug. And you're right. The running game's not there. But Doug also tried to run the ball last year. He's not trying to run the ball this year. We'll talk about it. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. This much we know. There's mm-hmm. something wrong. When you're 3-4 on a team that really dominated the NFL last year, and you're 3-4 this year, yeah, there's some of the Super Bowl hangover, but there's also something else going on here. Is it the players? X's and O's or Jimmy's and Joe's? Isn't that the old cliche, right? I think the X and O's are off more than the Jimmy's and Joe's. He was able to get it done last year with similar players, right? 888-729-9494.
Yeah, it was a more explosive offense last year.
Well, with Ajayi and his peg leg, I mean.
Well, Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Torrey Smith. I'm just telling you, it was, man. We went vertical last year. Don't you remember Nelson Aguilar, Nesty plunging into the end zone?
Okay, well,
did all those things last year.
Oh, where's Nelly this year?
Because we don't have Torrey Smith running down the field.
888-729-9494. Man, Torrey Smith.
I'm thinking about DJ. Can we get DJ? What would it take to get DJ back up here?
They need to lose some games, I think, down there. Would be a big thing.
Well, we got a week. They lose this week. Okay. I mean.
They could. He'd be perfect. Perfect.
What would it take to get him?
A three? Well, I mean, listen, you would give him a four?
I don't want to go five.
Well, if he's available, there's going to be a couple teams that want him, too.
Yeah, sure.
Four, maybe three? Everybody will do that.
Well, I may be willing to go there, but I'll start with an offer of a five.
I'll do that, too. 888-729-9494. We start with your phone calls coming up. Your first chance to win $1,000 at the 3 o'clock. And we'll ask Mike Quick about all this stuff coming up at 3 o'clock. He joins us for his usual Tuesday spot. It's the day after. Eagles at 3-4. Why? What has went wrong? We'll discuss on Marks and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.